So in this session, as with the session a week ago, in the second part of the sitting, I'll give a guided practice that'll be related to some of what we'll be exploring in the talk. So for the first half or so, you can do the practice that best suits you, but especially to choose a practice with which you stabilize attention. So it could simply be being with the breath and continually returning. So whatever helps you to settle your mind, to stabilize attention for the first half of the session.
Sangam saranam
As we continue to sit quietly, I'll begin the guided practice, the first part of which will be similar to what we did last week. I'll be inviting the tracking of experience through one sense at a time for the next few minutes. We'll be starting with sound and then moving to sensation and then to thoughts and emotions. And the invitation is just to stay with the sound and to track, as we did last time, the arising of a sound, the way it stays for a while, may change, and then the way it passes away. See if you can stay just with the sensation of sound, along with that noticing of beginning, staying, and ending. Be aware of any other comments, reactions, distractions, and so forth, and just keep coming back to the sound. And now we'll secondly move to tracking sensations in the body that are predominant, that comes to your attention. And you can either track in the whole body whatever comes to your attention and just stay with whatever is there at the level of the body sensations. Or if it's perhaps easier to follow, you can just focus on one area. It could be the hands together, or the breath, or the contact with the seat. So that's your choice. And again, let's see if we can notice the beginning, the staying of a sensation, maybe the changing, and then the passing away. Sometimes it might just come and go very quickly. So again, there's the tracking of the sensation plus the sense of beginning, staying, changing, and ending. Now we'll let go of the tracking of arising, staying, and changing and passing. Let's just be with the sensations as much as possible without any conceptualization. Staying with the flow of sensation. Notice when you do have some kind of reaction, maybe a sense of liking or disliking, some kind of reaction, some thinking, some distracted periods. Try to stay with the sensations and notice what else is there if it occurs. And then keep coming back to sensations. And now we'll shift to the focusing on thoughts and emotions. Here we would try to have a kind of open awareness and just notice when thoughts arise. Notice them arising, staying for a while, passing away. Same thing with emotions. Just have an open awareness, but set your intention to track thoughts and emotions. We'll just do this for 2 or 3 minutes because it can take some attention. So just a short time. Try to really have your intention strong to notice any thoughts and emotions. And now we'll bring all the elements of experience together with a kind of choiceless awareness with where whatever is predominant, we attend to. Could be a sound, a thought, could be a taste or smell, body sensation, pretty much everything except for external vision. And see if you can just be with the flow of experience, being with whatever is predominant, as if you're watching after a storm, a river in front of you, and different things are coming down the river. There's a tree limb, there's a plastic bottle, and so forth. And similarly, we're just sitting watching the flow of experience. There's, a thought comes to mind about the, maybe a crow. Then I'm with the sound, and then I'm, that fades, and there's body sensation, then the thought about tomorrow, and so forth. And we just stay with that flow. We'll just do this again for about 3 minutes, pretty brief. And notice the flow, but also notice when there's any sense of self that comes into the flow. Could be, again, a liking, a disliking, a reaction, sort of self-centered thinking in some way. Not self-centered meaning egotistical, but just self-oriented thinking. Just notice, so notice the flow, orient yourself towards that, but also notice when there's any sense of self that comes into the flow. Again, just about 3 minutes. And now just come back to being with the breath or being with your most basic way of practicing, just for about a minute to close. Just come back to being present. So here at the end, we don't simply stay with the sensations of sound, but we bring in conceptualization and meaning and know that it signifies the end of the sitting.